In the years since I had Will Thomas on, inevitably when I'm interviewed by anybody, they always ask me, hey, what about chemtrails? Along with everything else they ask me, they always say, what do you think about chemtrails? And I always say, well, I don't know. And, you know, that's kind of still my position. But, you know, I have an absolutely open mind. And if you can prove to me that the chemical soup in this stuff is man-made, then fine. I'm willing to believe, William. What do we know chemically about what's being sprayed?
We have two very good independent lab tests taken some years apart. Let's go quickly back to Espanola, Ontario, a little town in central Ontario, summer of 99. Residents complaining of what they called spray planes. They call them U.S. Air Force planes going back and forth, spraying something in the sky they said was making people, particularly children, sick over a 50-square-mile area. Now, no one had heard of Will Thomas. No one had heard of chemtrails. These people came forward. They made such a fuss, Art, that finally the Ministry of Environment, the provincial ministry, was called in, kicking and screaming, and they did tests. There was a town meeting, and they refused to release their test, their air test results. There was a near riot.
What?
Reported by the CBC.
No, wait. Stop right there. They refused to, in other words, they had a town meeting to reveal, apparently,
right,
the test results, and then they refused to do it at the town meeting, citing what?
Citing everything is fine, go back to sleep, no problems, but they would not release the actual data.
Citing what?
Citing, trust us, everything's fine. Well, the local people did not trust them. Everything was not fine. It made national press.
Yes.
And so an individual in the town collected some of the fallout. We're talking chemtrail fallout,
right,
through rain samples. And he took them to an independent lab and had them analyzed and sent me the test report. And the lab test report showed levels of aluminum 7 times higher than the provincial permissible safety limits. This was a town away from industrial areas.
Is there a way this could have occurred naturally?
No way that we can find naturally. This was an anomalous spike without an industrial source. But that's one test. Okay, it doesn't make proof, but it's one.
And well, I was going to say, right, not proof.
No, but
but
it's pretty strong. We have 7 times provincial safety limits of a material, aluminum. And also, by the way, this lab found even higher levels of quartz particulates. We're talking microscopic now, highly reflective quartz. And no one could understand where that might have come from. You know, you have
highly
to ask yourself.
Reflective quartz.
Yeah.
So what would be the theory there? Perhaps reflecting sunlight or reflecting something?
Well, that's exactly right. We have the Hughes patent in the early 90s, the actual blueprint for the reduction of global warming by spreading sunlight-reflectant materials in the upper atmosphere. They were talking about aluminum, actually aluminum oxide,
right,
and of course quartz is also highly reflective. So it matched our criteria for the patent.
All right.
All right. Now we jump ahead to November 2002, and I get a call from Edmonton, Alberta, from a Dave Dickey. Now this is a landscape man. He's been doing this for many years. He works for the city of Edmonton doing landscape, and he noticed plants and trees getting sick and dying. And so they did some tests of the soil, and they found the electrical conductivity was off the upper limits of the scale.
Huh.
I think it was 4.6 instead of 1. And he thought, gee, I wonder if these airplanes we see going back and forth spraying or at least emitting something had something to do with the electrical conductivity in the soil. So he took some samples of snow falling through these trails that he was seeing. He took them to Norwest Labs, and I have a copy of report 336566, November 14, 2002. And guess what?
What?
They found unaccountably elevated levels of aluminum and barium. Well, what does this mean, elevated? It means it's off the provincial charts. They had never seen levels this high.
Okay.
Barium, of course, was identified, along with the aluminum, by two scientists at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, speaking to award-winning reporter Bob Fitrakis about their work on two projects for the U.S. Air Force, one involving aluminum oxide seating and the other barium, spraying barium antennas, they called it, in the sky to bounce radio and radar waves over the horizon. Barium, by the way, is more reflective than glass in terms of reflecting sunlight or radio beams. So we have two scientists at Wright-Patterson confirming the Air Force project in print. We have the aluminum and barium identified as belonging to these Air Force projects in our lab samples from Edmonton, and the aluminum part at least confirmed in Espanola, Ontario. It doesn't get much better than that, I don't think.